Here is your hard and heavy headlines with all that matters in the biz this week.
Hey, what's up? Emmy Mack here to fill you in on what's going on in the world of hard and heavy today. First up, bit of a shake-up for Pandemonium Fest. So the new classic rock-inspired festival was supposed to feature Alice Cooper, Blondie, Deep Purple and Placebo at four East Coast states later this month. However, Deep Purple and Placebo now won't be appearing. The festival is also downsized to become a one-stage event, while the locations of the two Brisbane dates have also now shifted. A bunch of other international bands from the original lineup, including Dead Kennedys, Gang of Four, and Petch, have also pulled out, while the GA ticket price has also become cheaper to reflect that. But fans who've already purchased tickets will now be able to either cop an extra free ticket for a mate, claim a $70 refund, or score a free hoodie. You can find out more info on the Pandemonium Rocks social pages. Kurt Cobain's daughter, Frances Bean, has paid tribute to the Nirvana frontman on the 30th anniversary of his death. In a heartfelt Instagram post, the now 31-year-old Frances Bean says, quote, "I wish I could have known my dad." Frances Bean was just a baby when Kurt Cobain tragically died back in 1994. And Nine Inch Nails are excited about starting a new album. Yet Trent Reznor and co. are also planning a whole bunch of other stuff, including a new TV show, a horror movie, a clothing line, and their own music festival. And keep it hard and heavy for the latest news in hard rock and heavy metal exclusively on the Listener app.
For the latest tour news, killer album releases, and a hit of nostalgia for good measure, don't forget to subscribe to Triple M Rock on the Listener app.